USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's no longer a threat of tariffs on Mexican goods taking effect on Monday, as President Trump had threatened, as the U.S. and Mexico have reached a deal under which the Mexican government will do more to stem the influx of Central American migrants who've been heading through that country towards the United States border with Mexico. Senator Joni Ernst, the Republican from Iowa, says now it's time to look at the bigger picture.
And we are calling on our Democratic colleagues to help step up and fund border security, fund those agents, fund additional beds as necessary.
She was speaking on Fox News. Hillary Clinton mourning the death of her youngest brother, Tony Rodham, who she says in a tweet passed away last night. No indication of the cause of death. Clinton says she remembers him as a kind, generous husband and father who could light up any room with laughter. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dried, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A small plane crashing on Long Island in New York this morning. Witnesses say it burst into flames after going down in a field at about 9:15 a.m. local time. The only two people on board were killed. No one on the ground was hurt. A new law signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott is creating more abortion restrictions in that state. The bill bans cities and counties from doing business with clinics that provide abortions. It takes effect this year on September 1st, though it does not directly impact hospitals in the Lone Star State. Singer Celine Dion is putting on the final performance for her 16-year Las Vegas residency tonight at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. The 51-year-old singer saying it's a bittersweet feeling to do the final show, as Vegas allowed her stability to raise her kids instead of always traveling on tour. But her career is not over yet. She kicks off her Courage Tour on September 18th, visiting more than 50 cities across the USA. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Findings of a new poll indicate that most Americans believe the abortion laws recently passed by several states are going too far. In the poll from PBS NewsHour, NPR, and Marist College, only 33% of Americans support the recent passage of laws prohibiting abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The poll also shows only 24% of Americans support making it a crime for doctors to perform an abortion. That polling comes as several states have pushed to limit abortions in the hopes of getting the Supreme Court to reconsider Roe v. Wade. The body of one of the original Mouseketeers has been positively identified in Oregon, although it took a while, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
And before we are done.
A body that was found in an Oregon home 2 months ago has now been identified as that of long-missing Dennis Day, one of the original members of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show from the 1950s. His death is under investigation. Day was reported missing in mid-July by his husband, who suffers memory loss and was in a hospital at the time.
And Monday night will be the best night of the year if you want to see Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system. It will be directly opposite the sun on the 10th, making it appear bright enough to see clearly, at least with binoculars. With a telescope, you might even be able to see the giant red spot on the planet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.